The MTA board met in closed session to discuss item 105A on the agenda. The board took no reportable action at this time. That concludes my report.
Good afternoon. Item 69 is requesting approval to use design build as the delivery method for a... Yes, sir. Item 69 is requesting approval to go design build on a maintenance facility extension we need to do in the Blue Line maintenance facility.
Okay. Any comments? We have one public comment. Arnold Sachs. He's probably at the T-shirts place. Okay. Motion by Katz. Second and without objection. So ordered.
Tough enough to wear it and wear it here, too.
Number 99.
Yes. Members of the board, we can take 99 and 100 together. It's a public hearing to determine necessity for the acquisition of the parcels identified as Los Angeles County Assessor Parcels 401-519-002-003-004-005, more commonly known as 319, 325, 327, and 333 East Florence Avenue in the city of Inglewood. The board report that you have before you give the reasons for the condemnation. An appraisal was obtained to determine the fair market value of the property. A written offer was made to the property owner for the full amount of just compensation. An effort was made to negotiate an acceptable purchase price with the owners, but agreement was not reached. Because of the need to acquire the property interest for the Los Angeles, for the Crenshaw Light Rail project, staff recommends acquisition of the parcels through eminent domain.
Two public comments, Malcolm and Arnold Sachs. Malcolm.
This is a chance I want to talk about the Crenshaw project in general. Figueroa, Vermont, Western, La Brea, Sepulveda are all more important north-south commercial streets than Crenshaw Boulevard. The only reason we're doing Crenshaw Boulevard is to give that district some goodies from Measure R. And they rewarded us by being so happy that they've helped to tank Measure J. Okay. Now, why don't we do the most innovative thing that we've done in the MTA, which is the Orange Line? Let's get rid of the rails. Let's take a bus, start it at Wilshire and Crenshaw, run it down Crenshaw, run it through Inglewood, run it right into LAX because it's a bus, and then turn around and come back and save $1.5 billion. Please think like that.
Item 100.
We did 99 and 100 together.
Okay. Nobody signed up for that one either? And motion by Arnold Sachs. Okay, motion by Kanabe, second without objection, so ordered. Thank you.
90? Yeah.
Number 90.
Hi, my name is David Sutton. I am the Interim Deputy Executive Officer for TAP. What I'm asking for is for TAP vending machines to be installed at the El Monte Transit Center and $500,000 to be spent annually, up to $500,000 on non-capital expenditures, such as moving TVMs from one location to another or doing minor changes to software and things like
that. Okay, are there any questions? We have one public comment, Arnold Sachs. Okay, Ms. Connor moves second and without objection.
Wait a minute. I think the one thing that we discussed and talked about is instead of an annual report back, a quarterly report back on expenditure. Okay?
Yes.
Without objection, as amended, so ordered. Michelle. Okay, item 101.
Item 101 was carried over from the December meeting due to conflicts. This item was recommended at Finance in November, 5-0.
Okay, any questions? We have one public comment. Arnold Sachs, motion by Katz, seconded without objection, so ordered. Yes. Wait a minute. The motion does not carry because of the conflicts. So, do we draw?
Well, only if all non-conflicted people are here, and I don't think that's the case.
Okay. We have five. Are there? See if there are two near the elevator. Are they coming? What's the one after this one? Okay, we need one more. We need one more. Yes, we need you for the vote. One, two, three. We have conflicts, that's why. So. Okay, Yaroslavsky, yes. And then is Fasana or Nigerian? They left too? So we're six. That was the last action.
Wait, let us go on.
She's. Left? Okay. We'll have to continue this and give the staff the direction of the board on this vote. If there's any actions that are required between now and the next meeting, you have the consent of the board's feeling on how we feel on this issue. So, okay. Now we're going to go into 36. Yeah, I just had a motion on this that the board direct the CEO to return no later than March 2013 planning committee with a proposal for a pre-development agreement or similar public-private partnership to capture the potential for combined investment in and development of the Victorville to Los Angeles via Palmdale high-speed rail corridor. The proposal would engage the private sector to examine efficiencies, cost savings, time savings, and practices in developing this rail corridor. So that would be the motion. Seconded by Vice President Mark Ridley Thomas. Without any objection. So ordered? Okay. Thank you. Arnold Sachs was not here.
Sure.
Oh, no, he just came out for the next motion. He wasn't here. Next item. Michelle. Item number 47, we call up Arnold Sachs, John Walsh, and Dollhouse Akella. 47.
Yes, thank you. Can we hear the report first, sir? Is that possible?
That's possible.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, the report. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Vijay Kamani with Corporate Safety. This is our monthly report to the board on system safety. On bus accidents, we see our trend for November was much lower compared to the previous month in October. The bottom slide shows our trending for the fiscal years for the last five fiscal years, and we continue our efforts to maintain a goal of 3.10. Some of the things that we've done lately, a major accomplishment this quarter was updating the bus operator's rule book, clarifying many of our rules. So it's clearly understood what the rules and SOPs mean. This is a timeline of implementation, and we hope to get full complete implementation by the end of this month. On the rail side, the top graph shows us our trend on a month-to-month basis, while the bottom one shows it on a fiscal year basis. In November, we were challenged with some accidents on the blue line and the expo line, and I have some slides later on to show what we're doing. In terms of our goals for heavy rail and light rail, in both areas, we're still under our goal of 0.2 and 0.8. System-wide incidents, these are some of our leading indicators that we track, and I'm happy to report on the bottom slide, the bottom graph shows that we are in a definitely a positive trend in reducing our signal violations on the main line, one of the most serious incidents that we track. In terms of our education and outreach, this is, of course, one of our major components in addition to education, in addition to engineering and enforcement, and these numbers depict the outreach that was conducted by our community relations department to educate the public on rail safety. The bottom graph shows the status of our corrective action plans, and as we can see, we have closed most of the corrective actions with the exception of two internal safety reviews and two PUC inspections, and we hope to get those completed by the end of this fiscal year. In terms of our Mystery Rider program, this represents the observations made by the Mystery Riders, 200 observations every month. And again, here we show a good increase in seatbelt usage, making sure that the persons are standing up, our patrons are standing behind the safety line before the bus is being moved. We see a slight increase in the use of running red lights, and we have implemented our smart drive system to focus more on these types of issues. Some of the improvements we plan to make on the Metro Blue Line this fiscal year and next fiscal year, these are some of the projects. Thanks to the board for approving a significant increase in investments on safety at the last board meeting, and we have already begun. These are some of the things that we will be doing this fiscal year. Next fiscal year, we've got eight other projects planned, again, on the Blue Line, incorporating many of the lessons learned from our new extension projects. As far as the Crenshaw-LAX corridor project is concerned, a very brief update on it. We have filed three grade crossing applications. The first application has been protested by these groups or organizations, and we have filed a response to the protest, and we're awaiting a decision by the PUC. And that concludes my report.
First person that gets up here.
No. First person to call.
Named after his shirt, HollywoodHighlands.org. Okay, we saw you laughing, Mr. Ridley Thomas. No fair. HollywoodHighlands.org. I'm telling you, the safety tsunami is coming. Today, when I got on the red line, the electric bulletin board said, service disrupted because of flooding at Hollywood Western. Now, is that a lie? I make the slightest mistake, you jump down my throat. Is that a lie? No. Let me tell you what it cost New York, because they built the Second Avenue subway instead of rehabbing their subway system. Several billion dollars subway. And when the big storm comes here, there's a story in the Scientific American about the big storm. The last medium storm took out the Green Line, if you remember. The whole thing goes down. But Antonio will be long since gone by then to someplace other than the cabinet.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon. Better to be named after a shirt than a jackass. I would take exception. This is from your Safety Operations Committee from November 15, 2012. And I'm quoting over here, two-way telecommunication equipment is provided to all rail stations via passenger emergency telephone. Train operators also generate service delay announcements on the affected line. What about the intersecting lines? If you're on the Green Line and the Blue Line is affected by a stoppage, there is no announcement on the Green Line. You don't have an opportunity to get on the buses on the 110 freeway. That should be looked at too. And the same with the buses that deliver to those stations. There are alternatives to go north and south. They should be allowed to be addressed so the public has an opportunity instead of getting to an affected area and then finding out about the backlog. And also, the gentleman mentioned running red lights with the rapid buses. I believe they have the mechanism to lengthen the lights red. You've just purchased recently, I think you are purchasing some 40-foot buses. Will that system be implemented in those buses also, maybe help to alleviate the buses?
Thank you. Okay, on this point, though, I know you're working on the proposals, but safety has to be part of the culture, and we will not and should not use the excuse that some of our stations are grandfathered and therefore we don't have to retrofit them. Any type of mentality would result in litigation. ADA is a law that has been upheld in the courts from the local to the federal. So those stations that we believe are grandfathered need to be retrofitted as well. Safety has to be part the main culture of this agency. But this is a receive and file. Without objection, so ordered. Item 47.
That was 47.
No, that was 48, I'm sorry.
Item 48 is a brief update on the status of recommendations that were made in a report prepared by Sam Schwartz Engineering, which was an assessment of Metro's safety culture. The full report was distributed last month to all board members, along with a matrix that I've basically cut and pasted from that matrix. On the left-hand side, it shows all the recommendations that were made in that report, and on the right-hand side, it shows the status. This was explained in further detail in the memo that was distributed last month with the report. So this is a very high-level summary of where we are with those recommendations. And since the report was issued, we've been working aggressively on implementing those recommendations. We've grouped the recommendations here. These are just some of them. I'm not going to read every one of them. But here's some of the recommendations that were made. There's a total of 24 recommendations that were made. 15 of them have already been implemented. Two are in progress. And the remaining will be ongoing. The recommendations are typically ongoing are communication-related issues, to continue communicating with our employees on security issues, schedule issues, perception of safety, perceptions of discipline. So those are not just one-time recommendations. That's why they're shown here as in progress. On an ongoing basis. The two that are in progress relate to revisions of the rule book. The rail rule book, since we've completed the bus rule book now, and we plan on completing that again by the end of this fiscal year. And that concludes my report.
Okay. Arno Sachs, John Walsh, and Dollhouse, Akala. Okay, all pass. Receive and file without objection, so ordered. 91.
Good afternoon. This is the update on the progress in terms of resolving all the issues raised in the civil rights compliance audit last year. We have two deficiencies remaining. One of those is limited English proficiency. The FTA has advised us that they have accepted our LEP. They just asked for one sentence to be changed, and we have done that. So I expect to hear from them very soon that that deficiency has also been eliminated. The one remaining area deficiency is the fair and service equity. On service equity, they have approved the methodology, and we're going to do the work and have it finished and delivered to them by February 28th. The other area there is the fair equity, and in that one, we have provided them with a methodology and the results, and we are waiting for their approval. So with that, we expect to have everything at our end completed by February 28th.
Okay, let me ask. We have Dollhouse, Alec Kyle, John Walsh, and Arnold Sachs.
John Walsh, blogging at HollywoodHotEnds.org. Well, fair equity and service equity, that's the whole ball game. The rest of it is not general. But I don't know if you understood what has happened at the Bus Riders Union. They've dropped out. They've dropped out. You see, they're not here anymore. They have decided they're no longer going to be coming here and claiming that you're racist because, and incidentally, you know that the head of the organization receives $200,000 out of his fare, and he owns a car. Okay, this is what's happened now. They're going to a carless society. That's their new aim there. Eric Mann, they will now be going into black neighborhoods telling black people they shouldn't own cars. See, they're gone. They're gone. They've been paid off. Connie Rice was involved. They're gone. All you're left with is me talking about racism. That's the only one. It's a little white boy.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, Arnold Sachs. I have a concern with the Measure R 3% local return and how that is put into use. The city of Englewood is being charged 3% local return for the Crenshaw Avenue project. The life of the budget projects, $1.8 billion. So they are on the hook for about approximately $52 million. But not included in that is a TIFIA loan that the MTA is getting. Wouldn't that come out of the life of project budget, that $600 million? Wouldn't that come out of the life of project budget? And why is the city of Englewood being charged for the total usage, not just the mileage of the project within the confines of the city? Other cities, the 3%, I believe there was part of the Measure R was that all Measure R projects.
Thank you. Okay, receive and file. We will now go on to public comment. James Henry Belt, Joanne Nichols, Joanne, John Walsh, Daniel Keller, Christine Lee, Antonio Lopez, Dollhouse Akala. Okay. She's at the Dollhouse. Okay.
HollywoodHighlands.org. The mayor's voting out of his seat. I mean, he has special rules. Now, you get a stipend, right? A stipend for every meeting you show up. He shows up for 15 to 20 minutes for the meeting and gets his stipend. As far as the birthday party, go check on the internet. You'll find that KPCC covered it. There is no mention in the LA Times of the mayor's birthday. But if you go to the Sydney, Australia newspaper, you find it. You find it in New Hampshire because the mayor's overwhelming ego silences the LA Times. Everyone's going to be gone there. New owners will show up. They wear knee pads, both men and women. Of course, the mayor flirts with both men and women, and he gets nothing. He gets nothing, bad press only, and he shows up here with a smirk. And if any stands up to a bully, he disappears.
Hi, my name is Daniel Keller. On November 9th and November 20th, I observed the Sheriff's Department not doing their job at the 7th and Metro Station. They were letting people on without paying. The red light went on. One time they were checking people's passes on November 9th. On November 20th, they just sat back and watched. Now, that may be because of the problems they're having with the Board of Supervisors cutting their budget. I don't know. But when you guys do lock the turnstiles, unless you have people there, I would use civilian fare checkers. They'll just walk through the handicap area like they do now because some people think they're already locked. So if you're going to do a good job, I would make sure that at Union Station and 7th and Metro and in the Valley, I had somebody watching. Bye.
Okay, let me just say that this does not conflict with the sheriff's budget. This is a contract that the sheriff would have with this agency. So,
not doing their job, that's
right.
All I'm saying.
So,
okay, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, that part would not be affected. Yes, sir.
Antonio,
yes. Yes, Lopez. You need an interpreter? Okay, she's on her way.
Buenas tardes. Muy pobre mesa directiva, como estamos en una crisis, qué bárbaro.
Very poor board of directors, since we are in crisis, oh well.
Este es un año 2013 como el 13 de mi estado dorado, el 13 que es el título de California.
This is the year 2013, like the 13 of my golden state. California.
Le voy a decir a George Bush por la deuda que tiene tan grande que él se gastó en lo de 8 años lo que nosotros podíamos gastarnos. Él se gastó en 8 años lo que en 200 años podíamos haber mantenido todo eso. Y ahora el europeo debe esta deuda que le voy a decir enseguida.
I'm going to tell George Bush, because of the 8 years that he spent so much that it would have taken us 200 years to spend. And I'm going to talk to you about the debt of the European people.
Son 273 trillones que se robó de Saddam Hussein, más 63 trillones y medio que había cuando Clinton, son la cantidad de 336 trillones y medio. Un trillón se gastó en la guerra, queda 335 trillones. Más de mi estado dorado, cuando Gray Davis, son 45 billones más 175 billones.
I'm going to talk about the 273 trillion stolen. And that means 63.5 trillion stolen from my golden state, 336.5 trillion, and that leaves altogether $535 trillion.
Mire, 45 billones más 175 billones de mi estado dorado son 220 billones más le voy a decir, son 300 millones para Italia, cuando el Papa, ¿sí se acuerda que la cadena metropolitana pidió?
I'm going to say $45 billion plus $175 billion from my golden state. That's $220 billion.
Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
Pero, mucho dinero.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
400 millones en oro macizo del Chac de Irán, más el oro de 153 países, más...
Okay. Adios, amigo. Thank you. Linda Nguyen Perez. Gracias. Gracias. Linda Nguyen Perez. Nancy Vanderholt or Vanderholt. Dr. Bill Sherman. Eric Bruins. Malcolm, and followed by Arnold.
One of these cards out, whoever does it out here, take the card,
turn it over this way and then pile them up that way so that when the person who got here at 8:15 can actually speak ahead of people who got here at the 9:30.
And then you'd miss the show.
From the city of Los Angeles, the mayor or any of his appointees has ever said anything about it. They haven't taken a position on it, and it would really, you'd think, would be to their benefit because it gets the traffic away from having to go through from the valley, both valleys, to downtown in order to get to Long Beach and then to Orange County, and it would then make it easier for people to drive into downtown who work downtown, but they haven't said anything about it. So you wonder if $5 billion is not worth it if they're not going to say they're for it.
Well, I get to wrap this up. Thank you very much. Thank you, Malcolm. And by the way, with the 710, it was just a story in a newspaper how the 710 freeway, they lowered, after studying 39 different alternative routes, they're down to 5 alternatives. No build, light rail, something with transit, buses, a tunnel, and one other option. So what were the other 34 studies done? If you pulled a no-build option, the other 34 studies would have resulted in studying routes. You wouldn't have studied them because you had a no-build option. So why study them in the first place? You're studying to build alternatives to what you have. You didn't include a zip line, I'm sure. You didn't include a boatway, I'm sure. Those would have been alternatives. Far-fetched, certainly. But you're studying routes, and you haven't decided on how you're going to build this project. You waste money intentionally and unintentionally. You got both sides of that argument covered.
Okay, we are going to, we have two short items according to council. Succinct. Right?
Correct.
In executive session, so we will now...
Items legal 105B issues. And 105H.
Okay, so we will go into executive session for the two sync as we adjourn after that.
The MTA board met in closed session to discuss items 105B and 105H. The board took no reportable action on item 105B. On 105H, the board took action to support a legislative exemption from PEPRA, the Public Employees Pension Reform Act, for transit workers' pension plans. That concludes my report.